Chapter 8. Always take the elevator up. Someone wise once said, "Show me your closest circle of friends, and I will show you your future." If you want to elevate yourself, it's time to elevate your closest associations. Show me your associations, and I will show you your future. Ask yourself, what are my associations doing to me or for me? Did you like your answer? You become who you hang around with. You catch what you are close to. The key is to be intentional and do it on purpose. Associations are like an elevator. They take you up or they bring you down. I think the best way to elevate our lives is through personal development. What are you reading? What are you listening to? Who do you associate with? Your eyes and ears are the gates to your heart and brain. Be intentional about what and who you let in. Guard and monitor those gates very carefully. Pause regularly to take inventory on what and who you let through your gates. What do you watch? What do you listen to? Who do you hang around with? Just like associations, what you see and hear are elevators. They bring you up or bring you down. Have you ever stopped to consider what it is that controls your feelings? Do you know what controls your feelings? It's your thoughts. Your thoughts control your feelings. And where do your thoughts come from? They come from what you read, listen to, and people you associate with. You guessed it. Your thoughts are elevators as well. They bring you up or bring you down. Many years ago, I stopped watching the news. It's all negative. Positive is boring. So it's not newsworthy. It's all about shock value. If it bleeds, it leads. How can we expect to live a positive life if we fill it with negativity and trash? Honestly, it's nothing more than GIGO, garbage in equals garbage out. All this creates stinking thinking. And if our thinking is stinking, then our goals and dreams are shrinking. Studies show that the first few minutes of a day are like the rudder for the rest of the day. Those minutes help determine the attitude and mindset that chart your course. I now start my day like this. When my feet hit the floor, I have an attitude of gratitude, thanking God for another day, knowing that if I woke up, He's not done with me yet. Gratitude is one of the healthiest emotions we can have. Where we're being grateful, we're not fearful or stressed. I displace the negative thoughts with gratitude. Then I spend time in meditation, thinking, and reading. I do my daily devotions using one of my favorite apps. Then I listen to a positive, encouraging message. This might be a podcast, YouTube video, or something from a program I've purchased or I'm a part of. For the first hour or so each day, I flood my mind with positivity. It helps block out the negative and fuels me for the rest of the day. If you want to fuel the positive, you must do it on purpose. It won't happen by itself. That is because negativity has a way of finding you. It searches you out. You never need to look for negativity because it's always there. I also do something similar at night, but not as long, because I know that what I hear, read, and listen to before I go to bed will marinate in my mind for the next 6 to 8 hours while I sleep. Sandwiching my day like this with positivity helps me kick off my day and end my day the right way, and that allows me to do a better job throughout the day. To help train yourself to always take the elevator up, make it your practice to do some personal development every day. Maybe 10 pages of a good book or 15 minutes of a good audio. Catch yourself by watching what you say. Watch your words, readjust as needed. Consider what you think about and where those thoughts will lead you. Evaluate your associations. Are they positive? If they can't be positive, then they need to be quiet. Awareness leads to change. You will get better and better as you continue to examine your input, thoughts, words, and associations and adjust as needed. Choose carefully what tomorrow will look like because you're painting it today. Always take the elevator up. It's easier to act your way into a feeling than feel your way into action.